God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome into this half hour of the program. My name is Jason Zurich, your host for Do Not Keep Silent, president of Worldview Warriors. You can find us at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Tonight, I wanted to dig into something called the God Complex just a little bit. Our society just seems to be being turned upside down, and I think it's high time we really start talking about living out the kingdom of God here on earth as followers of Jesus Christ. What does that really look like? Tonight, I'm hoping to give some practical ideas, practical ways of doing that and what that can look like for each and every one of us. Again, my name is Jason Zurich, your host for the program. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Friends, admittedly, I am so saddened by how much it seems people in our nation just do not understand the importance of freedom at all. Please bear with me if you disagree. We need to remember the words of John Adams and put them into practice, especially if you have children. Friends, from John Adams, children should be educated and instructed in the principles of freedom. Now, I have been beating this drum for a very long time now. I thank God that He's allowed me to see what was coming to our society and the mindset that was soon to take fruition, not just in this nation, but throughout the world. And friends, that mindset is here now, the mindset of, well, the God complex, the human condition, selfishness. It's here. Bear with me, please. I have been warning and warning and warning for individuals in Christ to make a course correction before we got to this point in time. Sadly, admittedly, not wanting to have this happen, but I have lost a lot of friends while on this journey, or many of my relationships have changed quite drastically. Some of my friends, some of my acquaintances even heeded the warnings, and others have not. And still, some others heeded the warnings, wanting to have one foot in the world while still having one foot in the kingdom of God, living out the kingdom of God, and still living out the world's ways too. Now, I have come to realize even more the teaching of you cannot serve two masters. It really is impossible, friends. Being double-minded is very dangerous to a person's inner self and in dealing with tangible things. Straight up, you will eventually end up hating one and loving the other. We can see this truth on display very much in our society today. Are we to be in the world as Christ followers? Absolutely, yes! We are to be in the world, but we are to not be of it. It truly is about a mindset. A mindset in Christ versus a mindset in and of the world. Around 2003, two friends and I realized what was happening in well, we started Worldview Warriors in 2006. We did this to encourage and equip youth, where we started in the United States and then later on all around the world, encouraging people to live out a biblical worldview. And if you are listening right now to this message, I just thank you. Thank you for being willing to be a part of what's going on here at Worldview Warriors, to be equipped for serving the kingdom of God and serving God in and through His kingdom. Now, later on, Those of us who are still with Worldview Warriors years later, we realized we needed to expand this encouragement and this equipping that was going on to children, to youth, to their parents, grandparents, and other influential adults in their lives who decided to follow Christ. Sadly, the human condition is on such display now for all of us to see that selfishness straight up is off the charts. It's off the charts in our society, like I can honestly say, like I have never seen before in my lifetime. Some people want to control others' actions and thoughts now. Even many inside of the church seemingly want to do this. And friends, not even God Almighty does that. Again, I'm talking about the human condition. Adam and Eve sinning against God, doing their own thing, us going our own way. I've termed it the God complex. Some of you already received this teaching, heard it. Others have not. And then there's still others who virtually, I'm not saying literally here, okay? Virtually, they seem to be shutting their eyes and sticking their fingers in their ears while saying, nah, 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 nah. My dear friends, please let God be God and put your faith and hope and trust in Him. It seems now that many of us today are suffering from the God complex. I mean, it's incredible. Again, it seems as if it's easier to point fingers at others instead of looking at ourselves to take responsibility and realize that we need to deal with it too. I'd like to give you two examples of the God complex going on today. And part of the struggle of wanting to do the right thing, but in the process, forcing others to do what you know or believe that is good and right and true. Friends, we all seemingly know that we are to help the poor and the orphan and the widow among us, right? I mean, this is good. It's truly good. Unfortunately, there's people today that desire to make others to give to the poor, forcing them to give what they've rightfully earned, forcing them to take what God Almighty has given to them and they've worked for it, and then saying, oh, we'll give it over here. That is not you doing good. That is you taking from someone else and then giving it to someone else. In essence, it's stealing. I just do not understand how, as Christ followers, I know many of you even tuned in tonight, you struggle with this. The reason I'm saying that is because I deal with people all the time who are Christians. You're followers of Jesus. And you want to help the poor, the orphan, and the widow. You know what? I do too. I hope you're hearing what I'm saying. I am not claiming that you don't want to help. I get it. You want to help. But by stealing someone else's fruit and giving it to another person or supporting that, friends, that is not of God. That is the way of the world. As I started off, that's trying to live one foot in the kingdom of God while one foot is in the world. Doing the worldview of the world, trying to marry it with worldview of the Bible. That just can't happen. You're going to end up serving one of those masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. Friends, I want to give you a couple examples here tonight, and we'll get into that in just a bit. Again, my name is Jason DeZurich. your host for the program. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dzurek.
On today's Fastcast, let's take a look at Psalm 34. It's pretty clear that David wrote this psalm out of his own personal experiences. David had gotten into a situation in Gath where he was afraid for his life, but he trusted God to protect him. Friends, what does God's protection look like in your life? Are you daily praising God for all the ways that he protects you? Are you tasting and seeing God's goodness in your life? Friends, we are called to fear God and give him glory and praise with our lives. I encourage you to read the entire psalm there, Psalm 34, and why not find our blog post written on it by Katie Erickson, and it's titled Psalm 34.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Katie also has a couple paperback books, even available on Kindle as well. You can find at worldviewwarriors.org. Yeah, my name's Jason Dzurek, your host for the program. I'm going to keep digging into this idea of the God complex. Since we just heard about David, well, here's another example, or an example, regarding, well, living out the God complex and not even realizing it. Again, the human condition, you know, I just want to bring this up again. Should we help others, especially children who are hurting? Well, of course we should help others. But again, once we decide to support the taking of someone else's fruit from their labor, in order for us to help others, well, we need to realize that we're really no better than King David when he imposed his will on Uriah and Bathsheba. Yes, David is a man after God's own heart. David sinned and, well, confessed his sin, asked for forgiveness, and he repented of it. That's a living out the kingdom of God. Yes, he sinned, but he took responsibility and said, I'm sorry, I messed up. Friends, imposing our will on others is wrong and really is nothing short of trying to play God with that person and with their life. It truly is the God complex. Again, the human condition. One where Adam and Eve wanted to take the place of God and say, we know what's right. We know what's better than you. We're going to go our own way. We need to be willing to let God be God. And then we need to do what God wants us to do. It's really not hard to do. It's only hard because of being a human being. I get it. I like my ways too. Here's one more example to consider regarding the God complex on full display in our society today. And I will admit this might get a little ouchy. And not because I want it to. It's just I want people to know no matter where you're at, you might be dealing with this. It's, again, not taking responsibility for one's actions and forcing others to do actions a person desires. Again, it's when we are pointing fingers at someone else. We're playing the blame game. And friends, this is happening even today. We're blaming Hollywood or the music industry for their problems. Meaning that they're saying, well, what they're doing there is causing my problems. Okay, hold on. Their programming is a choice to watch. Their music is a choice to watch. You can choose not to watch it as well. You can choose not to listen as well. It's things like this when someone says, you know, that television program needs to be different. I don't think that network really knows what they're doing. On MTV, they used to have a program called 16 and Pregnant. And someone would be saying things like, well, they need to make, I graduated and got a job. Well, again, I just want to encourage each one of us tuning in tonight, instead of pointing fingers at others and playing the blame game, I encourage you, stop watching that programming that's against Almighty God. And there's plenty of it out there. I know there's plenty of it out there. Stop supporting programming that supports a sinful lifestyle. Friends, that is on you. I'm not trying to guilt trip you. I'm trying to encourage you to say, you know what? Let's turn it off. And I do want to encourage you to do this. Start reading a book. And not just any book. How about pick up a book from someone like C.S. Lewis? Read that kind of a book. Someone else that comes to mind is a book from Don Richardson. You don't have to just come to Worldview Warriors and get resources we have there. No, there's plenty of awesome books out there. Incredible books. Take time and read. In our home, with my wife and I, a couple of years ago, again, we do homeschool our children, so we made a very conscious decision because we weren't liking how things were going within our family. Felt our children weren't really being equipped to live in this world. So we prayed about it and made at the time a very difficult decision, at least for our children's sake, that we're still living in the home. Again, we made a bunch of decisions, but one of those decisions was we chose that our children would start reading more books, and we would choose which books they were going to read. Right now, we have three of our children still at home. One is 17, another is 16, and the other is 13. We've chosen that our 13-year-old is going to be reading More Than a Carpenter, written by Josh McDowell. Our 17-year-old currently is reading a book, and I'd encourage all of you to pick up any of these books. But our 17-year-old daughter is reading a book that's titled Mere Christianity. Yeah, Mere Christianity is the title of that book. And it's written by, lo and behold, C.S. Lewis. And our 16-year-old daughter, she's reading a book titled Unveiled at Last. Unveiled at Last. The author is Bob Sorgen. Something like that. It's S-J-O-G-R-E-N. Again, the title of that book is Unveiled at Last. Why am I sharing this with you? Because, friends, in our home, we've been doing this since the beginning of the school year. And I will admit, at the beginning, our children were not too happy that we were making them not just read these books, but that we for 1 hour, they need to take time and just sit down and read. That is a part of their schooling. Meaning, once we're done with our Bible class, then for 1 hour, they need to go somewhere, whether it's in their room, outside, whatever it is, and just read read till not the end of the chapter, but for 1 hour. Again, at the beginning, there was a lot of kicking and screaming, if you will. Not literally, but they were not super happy. But now that we're into this, you know, basically it's a month, 2 months, our children are much more open to it now. And it's come to the point now where when the hour is up, they sometimes, not all the time, sometimes really don't want to quit. They want to keep reading. Why do I share this? I share it because parents, you are responsible for your children. You are responsible for their education. You are responsible for them coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Again, I encourage you to stop supporting programming that supports a sinful lifestyle, even books that are a sinful lifestyle. Movies is another one. I have a dear friend who, well, I think this person still works at the library. I know they hadn't, but their struggle is all of the movies that are rented out by youngsters that are horror movies. The library allows that to happen. Now, I'm not blaming the library. I'm saying, parents, why are we allowing our children, your children, to watch horror movies? The Bible is pretty clear that we should be staying away from that kind of stuff. You know, friends, with this too, if people are talking about, you know, this abhorrent programming, this abhorrent, oh, these books, whatever it is, that are not following God, well, how about you let people know that you are watching something else or reading something else? And here's the struggle. Do not guilt trip them into submitting to what you want them to watch. We need to tell people the truth and let people make their own decisions. This is why it is so important to allow people to live out their free will that God Almighty has given to them. Almighty God is sovereign, yes, but he's given every single human being on the planet free will as well. I do not understand that mystery. And if I was, I'd be Almighty God myself. But I'm not. I'm a human being. And so are you. I encourage you to let God instituted natural law of consequences and benefits take its rightful place. Once again, if people desire to fill their minds with evil, soon they'll figure out that this path leads to death and destruction. We need to be willing to lovingly allow people to choose their own way, have the opportunity to grow and mature and to become complete in Christ if they so choose. If they don't, well, that's on their own head, too. That doesn't mean we aren't there to help them, love them. No. Again, I am so saddened by how much it seems people in our nation do not understand the importance of freedom at all, even many inside of the church today as well. We need to remember the words of John Adams and put them into practice, especially if you have children. Children should be educated and instructed in the principles of freedom. Again, that's from John Adams. And I will say this too. Do we need to love our neighbor as ourselves? Well, absolutely. We need to love our neighbor as ourselves. If you think forcing someone else to love their neighbor is good, well, that goes against the teachings of the Bible. Jesus Christ says we need to love the Lord your God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and we need to love our neighbor as ourselves. That means allowing them to mess up, allowing them to sin against God if they so choose. Even God does that. We need to remember this, friends. Again, my name is Jason Dzurek, your host for the program. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dzurek.
In James 3:3-6, the writer tells us about a weapon of mass destruction that we all possess, the tongue. James explains that the tongue is just like a bit that goes into the mouth of a horse or a rudder that steers an enormous ship, in that it is small but has a mighty influence. A rider uses the bit and the reins to control an entire horse. The captain of a ship uses the ship's wheel to control the rudder, which then controls the entire ship. Friend, in the same way, the tongue is such a small part of the body, yet it has the tendency to control the whole person. To dig more into this idea, we'll find Logan Ames' blog post titled, A Weapon of Mass Destruction.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Made new in Jesus Christ.
I will play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.